It's time for our weekly chat with Steelers Insider, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorn, it is the Hawk Report. Brought to you by LGKG, Injury Lawyers. 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally. LGKG.com. Training camp ends today, Jeff. We've got a lot of training camp-related questions to ask you. Let's start with this one. Who won camp? The Steelers' offense or the Steelers' defense?
Steelers' offense. The bar is set a little high for the defense, but I would say the offense made some progress, even though they didn't have their starting quarterback for, about half of it.
Jeff, what rookie from the start of camp until the end made the biggest gains?
Zach Frazier, from the start of camp to the end of camp. Now, Beanie Bishop's been a great story because he's been undrafted, but Frazier has steadily grown, and it's just writing on the wall time now for him to be the starter at center. And he earned it. He had to go in and show that he was the better guy. And I think he, from the beginning, you know, he did the little footwork things, but once they were able to put on the pads and he was able to show what he was what he could do in open field and when they were actually hitting, his stock just continued to rise.
Who he's playing with, does it reflect that progress that you're talking about? Is he getting the first team rep snaps now, finally?
No, Nate Herbig was getting most of them today. Although there were times where second team was running and even into the third team where Frazier was still the center and Wilson would go back into the play just to get snaps with Zach Frazier, which I think
that's a good observation.
Speaks to what's going to happen in the future. But yeah, I think it's writing on the wall time now.
Jeff, did they actually have a wide receiver after George Pickens that looked like they could fit the bill of wide receiver two if Brandon Ayuk does not become a Steeler?
So Van Jefferson's had a good camp. I would say he's in the top. He would be a 3 or 4 with a really good receiving core, that he could be in that mix. I don't know if I want him as a 2. He's had a good camp. He's made some nice catches, been a vertical threat, shown good hands, run good routes, kept it kind of a low profile. And I'll even say this. I think we've talked to him every day in some respect, in some way or another. And every time he's, even with all the Ayuk stuff, he's handled himself very well and just worried about himself and what he can control. So Van Jefferson's had a nice camp. Would I say he's a 2? No. But I think he can be a guy that's in the mix.
Let's get the Hawk Report's 2024 biggest Steelers training camp disappointment.
Oh, Russ not being able to go at the beginning was disappointing. I would say the biggest disappointment out here in camp has probably been, I don't know if I expected a lot from Quez Watkins, but, you know, he's dropped a few passes. We saw what happened in the game when he was trying to field punts. It's really hard in a practice setting, but I think that's a guy that had an opportunity to really spark his career. And unless he has a late-minute comeback and his practices have been a little better, he's been a guy who's been pretty disappointing.
Jeff, one thing, a preconceived notion you had going into camp that was changed? Any kind of pleasant surprise, I guess I would call it?
I mean, Beanie Bishop has been a heck of a story. You kind of knew that he was going to get some run with the Cam Sutton suspension. He's been helped because Graylin Arnold has been on and off the field. Arnold went off again today, who is an experienced nickelback. So, yeah, I think Beanie's been the story. And I think Peyton Wilson's athleticism, I wanted to see it. And he's not perfect. You know, Cade Stover got him for a couple of plays. But, man.
Well, of course, you had to bring that up. You had to bring Cade Stover up. That had to happen here. That was going to happen.
But I was talking to Aaron Curry today. And, I mean, he was talking some glowing things about Peyton Wilson and the type of player he can be and how much work he does to be ready. So That's a guy who I feel a lot better about than, you know, just a rookie you're kind of unsure of heading into camp.
All right. Jeff Hathorn, the Hawk. His 2024 Steelers training camp most valuable player.
Wow. How about George Pickens? And I say that for a number of reasons. I think he's handled everything really well. I think he's come out. Here's what he's done. At times he would make catches and you would say, wow. But they would kind of celebrate the catch. Now he makes those catches, turns upfield and makes a play. He seems fully bought in. I would say George. Again, it's a practice setting, but George has stood out. And, man, obviously he needs to because it's George and everybody else at that position.
Much ado about nothing then with Pickens and Azani getting at each other the first couple days. That cooled off and developed into a normal relationship.
Yeah, I mean, we watched them in drills, and, I mean, they're talking. Listen, I give Azani credit. Like, he came in. He's like, I was paid to make him better, and if I have to yell at him, I'll yell at him. I don't care who he is. And it
that seems sounds like Mulsey with Lennox.
Understanding. What's that?
I said, that sounds like Mulsey with Lennox.
Yes.
Oh, you know
very
how it is,
so.
Jeff. When they're 5.5, they think they run the place. You know how it goes. Pony will know soon enough when Stella's telling him to shut up that she wants to watch, you know, whatever it is, Sesame Street.
You know
he's
what,
trying
Pony,
to get a game on
1980 World Series.
Yeah.
Here's one to remember, Pony, because I can remember this vividly. The first eye roll you get from Stella, that's going to be the memorable. That's when it all changes right there.
Jeff, we'll talk again next week. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.